Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. Have you ever found yourself in the position where you launched something and it took off way faster than you expected? And then you found yourself and your team burning out because you kept trying to deliver at your normal high standards. Or maybe you had to put a pin in those sales to try and get delivery back under control, and you had to watch all that money just left on the table. When sales and ops get out of sync, you risk refunds, your reputation being damaged, and a huge drain on your time and energy. When they work together, you meet those customer expectations, you deliver on time, you maintain the high quality you're known for, your customers get results, they rave about you, you get referrals. If you want to scale sales and operations, having a working relationship is key. Now, I know that often in small businesses, you're the face of the business and you are the sales team. So you may think that you have the power to make sales decisions on the fly, to get that high ticket client, to book that deal, to seal that sponsorship without consultation. But if your operations isn't prepared to deliver on that timeline or that bonus or that extra little zhuzh that you promised, you're going to break their trust and that relationship is done. They're not coming back to you ever again and they're going to tell people. On the flip side though, if you've got capacity in operations, so you could deliver more or you could deliver sooner, and you're not aware of that when you're making sales, you could be missing out on something that could differentiate your business. So you want to make sure that sales and ops are coordinated so that you're using your resources to the best of your ability and satisfying clients and building that trust that you're going to deliver time and again, creating those raving fans and getting those referrals. In order for this to happen, whether you're the sales team and you have some people working on your ops, or you have a sales team and an ops team, you need to start with creating a culture of collaboration. This means you have open communication, people are having regular meetings to discuss what's happening. In the sales and operations case, they're talking about what's coming down the pipeline, what feedback we're getting from customers, where there might be potential bottlenecks. Even if you are sales, and you think you know what's going on with operations, you need to be giving them the opportunity to tell you. And then when you, as the salesperson, have success, you want to be sharing that and recognizing it and rewarding it as a collective success, because you can't sell if they can't deliver. And remember, with culture, it's always a tone from the top. So if you're out there going rogue on sales calls and expecting your ops team to just find a way to deliver, that's not super collaborative. As frustrated as you might be, when sales and operations are perfectly aligned, we see faster turnaround times, we see fewer mistakes, we see increased customer satisfaction, which leads to increased customer retention, and resources that are allocated efficiently. All of this sums up to a healthy bottom line for the business. And it's not only these direct impacts, there's also the ripple effect on team morale, where you have coordination between teams or between you and your team, that reduces friction and frustration. So the work environment's more positive, everybody feels valued and understood, and that motivates them. And that results in, you guessed it, a healthier bottom line for the business. You need sales and operations to be in sync in order for you to scale up your business. This is how you introduce new offers smoothly. This is how you get into new markets. This is how you can sell more without sacrificing your high standards or customer satisfaction. So focus on refining how these two areas of your business work together. That's going to help you not only meet current levels of demand, but to anticipate and capitalize on opportunities coming down the line. And that's how you make sure that you're preparing for that long-term success and sustainability in your business. So what strategies do you have to ensure cooperation between your sales and operations?